Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is 12 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Faxington is here. Beverly is a great member of our Brain Trust, has been now for a half a dozen years. She's a hypnotherapist. Did you know that? I think you probably did. I've told you about that before. She's a business expert, and her books have sold mini copies, Self-Talk for a Calmer You, Make Your Shift, The Pocket Guide to Sales for Financial Advisors, just a few of her mini books that she's written. And she is the co-founder of the Collaborative, a sales and marketing consultancy. More importantly, though, she's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back.
It is always a pleasure to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, Beverly, we talk a lot about managing on the show, and we talk about leadership on the show. You and I have talked about both of those topics over the years at different times. Today, you want to talk about them together and differentiate. So help us with that.
Yes, and I'm finding that this topic is just coming up a lot lately with people that we work with, and you know, asking how is it that you turn. Well, so you think about it. I think there's almost three stages. You have somebody who comes in as individual contributor, and then they may get to that manager role, and then they're in the manager role, and you want them to lead. And certainly, as small business owners, we wear all of those hats. So sometimes we're the individual contributor, sometimes right. We're managing people. But then we're also expected to lead. And I think there is a differentiation where many small business owners think that as long as things are streamlined and, you know, I'm running things effectively, I'm covering the bases. But what about that leadership piece, you know, that setting of the vision or ensuring that the culture that you have is what you want it to be or inspiring people? We were talking yesterday with a company about, you know, just keeping people engaged and motivated. Those are different skills, Jim, and I don't know that a lot of people naturally possess them. I think you have to be really thoughtful and dedicated about obtaining those skills.
Well, I'm glad you brought all this up, and just to help you understand, know what we've talked about here on the show, what my audience and I have talked about, is what we've said, what I've been talking about for a long time now, is that as a small business owner, you have to be the manager of your business until you get managers to help you. But you still have to do some managing. And you'll do that most of the time. Most of your time will be spent managing. But some of your time, at least, and you decide 5%, 10%, 20%, needs to be what I call being the CEO, the chief executive officer. With the CEO, as you know, the CEO of corporations don't do much managing. You know, I mean, they don't manage the company. They manage people. They manage their direct reports, so to speak. And they make the big visionary decisions for the company. So when you say being a leader, does it make sense to call that person the CEO?
Yes, because I think that it's part of that setting of strategic vision, which is certainly the role of the CEO. It's looking out there ahead to decide where do we need to be, you know, what sorts of threats are out there we need to be concerned about, where are our opportunities. But I think, Jim, it also has an element to me of being that motivator and inspirer and keeping people engaged. You know, one of the challenges in a small business, and I was sitting with a firm yesterday, we were talking about this, they have some really high-producing, high-quality individuals. Well, in a small business, there's not, you know, clear career paths built in.
Right.
So there's one CEO, there's one
right.
person running operations. And so the leader of this firm was just really struggling with, you know, I don't feel, you know, in his view, he said, I don't feel like I have enough time in the day to continue to show them why this is a great place to be. But to me, that's what leadership is about, is setting mm-hmm. that focus and really being able to create a vision and be clear enough about it that people that work with you want to be a part of that. You know, they own part of it. They want to be a part of it. And I think that it's a skill, you could call it influencing, motivating, but it's a skill that, you know, you have to develop, I think, because the excitement and the enthusiasm of your team kind of depends on you. Someone else is not going to rise up and do that piece.
Well, that's exactly right. No, I think you're onto something because people who want to, who have a lot of ambition, people who see themselves as the CEO of a company and not necessarily the one that they own, those people are going to pass through your organization. And you might be, and you can use them to the degree that they benefit you and that it benefits them. I mean, there's a place for those people who they come, they spend a year, they spend 5 years, and they move on. But what, to your point, that kind of a scenario where, as you say, a small business doesn't have a lot of promotion headroom a lot of times. If that person thinks they're too big for your organization, or they see themselves one day that way, that is a role for the CEO to make sure that that person passing through your company isn't an accidental thing. It isn't something that just happens accidentally. It's actually planned. Because what I think the CEO has to do, to your point, is ultimately find the people who love doing what you do, and they want to do that every day, and you find a way to make it fun for them and productive. What do you think?
Absolutely. And don't you think, too, Jim, you know, that also speaks to the need, and I like how you framed it, because it is the job, really, of that leader. It is the job of that person who's setting the vision, who, you know, is setting kind of culture for the firm, to figure out, though, which people belong in which mm-hmm. roles. This was a conversation we were having, too, about, you know, you can get people who are perfectly content to be in some sort of a supporting role. That's what they like to do. That's what they want to do.
Right.
So I think there's a danger to us as small business owners to think, you know, everyone comes in and they want to be on this career trajectory. We've got to figure out how to
develop and we have to be careful.
To
be careful not to hire people if we don't understand. If we find somebody who in the interview, this person basically says, you know, I want to have your job one of these days. Maybe that's if you hire that person, you got to have a plan for them because they're not going to be with you long. And as I said, it doesn't need to be accidental. We'll come back. We're going to discuss this some more with our good friend Beverly Flexington. Beverly, I need your website quickly, please.
It is the-collaborative.com.
All right. So check that out, folks. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.